اوكي، وعليكم السلام. اوكي، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Dhariyat, chapter 51, and we have reached verse 22. قال الله تبارك وتعالى وفي السماء رزقكم وما توعدون. And in the heaven is your provision and that which you are promised. Many of the scholars interpreted this to mean that what is intended by the term rizq in this is the provision, the sustenance, that it refers to the rain, that the provision here is the rain, because Allah stated in another verse, هُوَ الَّذِي يُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ. He is Allah, the one who shows you His signs. وَيُنَزِّلُ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ رِزْقًا, and sends down to you from heavens رِزْقًا, provisions, referring to rain. وَمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ إِلَّا مَنْ يُنِيبُ, and only those who return or turn to Allah are those who are the ones who remember and are admonished. So in this, therefore, Allah called the rain as provision. Why? Because it is a cause for provision. Because when Allah sends down the rain, the earth brings forth from vegetations and produce and supplies for us and for our cattle. And this is provision. Many are those who their provisions and sustenance depends upon the rain fall down. So rather Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, verses 68 and 69, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ بل أنت يا ربنا. أفرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن. Tell me, the water that you drink, is it you who cause it from the rain clouds to come down, or are we the causer of it to come down? No one can bring the rain from the rain clouds, the water from the rain clouds, no one. No one can create the water in the rain clouds, no one. إِنَّمَا اللَّهِ, only Allah, Azza wa Jal, the most mighty, most magnificent, who takes care of all of that. This is the substance of provision, it is the water. Had it not been for water, we would be ruined and destroyed. Examine these verses now, the same 56, but go to 69. أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون. Is it you who caused it from the rain clouds to come down, or are we the causers of it to come down? Listen to what Allah says right afterwards in 70, in verse 70. لو نشاء جعلناه أجاجا فلولا تشكرون. If we willed, we were, or we verily could make it salt and undrinkable, why then do you not give thanks to Allah? You see, Allah did not say, if we willed, we would not brought it down. And if He willed not to bring it down, then nothing will come down. But He said, if we willed, we verily could make it salt, undrinkable, and therefore the grief of man would be more intense, much more intense. Here is the water in front of him, but he cannot drink it, salty. So therefore his grief would be much greater than having no water present, because a water which is present but there is no benefit in it, and you cannot drink it. The grief accompanying this is much greater than not being present. So Allah therefore reminds us of this situation. Just think about this great fresh water which comes from the clouds. If Allah turns it into salty water, what would the situation be? Certainly very difficult. That's why Allah said, لو نشاء جعلناه أجاجا فلولا تشكرون. If we willed, we verily could make it salt and undrinkable. So وفي السماء رزقكم. So in the heavens there is your provision. It may be said that the provision which is in the heaven is more general than the water, than the rain. So we say therefore, yes, that the provision in the heaven is greater, is general. So therefore, there is rain in the heavens, and what Allah also had written for us in the preserved tablet from the benefits, the physical and financial benefits and children and so forth. So all of this constitutes also provisions. And so therefore we can generalize. And the generalization, one should remember that the one who checks the evidences in the Quran, there is a great foundation to remember in this respect. That is, if we interpret the Quranic or prophetic text in a particular meaning, and on the other hand we interpret it in a general meaning, then we take by the general. Because why? Because the particular is part of the general and not the opposite. Unless there is a dalil, a specific evidence which indicates that this is particular, the particular interpretation holds, but not the general one. So, but suppose there is no dalil, there is no evidence. In this case, you take by what? By the general. Why? Because the particular falls under the general and not the opposite. Is that clear? So if we say therefore what is intended by the provision here is the general meaning more than the particular meaning that it refers to the rain, then the answer is correct, that we say that the provision is more comprehensive, such that the rain and other than the rain falls under it. And then in this verse Allah states, and in the heaven is your provision and that which you are promised. What is promised? The promised is paradise. That is because paradise is in heaven. It is in heaven. It's not on earth. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the story of Adam, قُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا. We said, go down, all of you. And going down, is a matter which comes from what is above to that which is below. So therefore, al-Jannah, paradise, is in heaven. And the Prophet ﷺ informed us that paradise are levels, and that the highest level is Al-Firdaus. And that the Firdaus is the most high and the middle, as well, the Most High and the Middle. And this is a, this indicates that the levels of paradise are like the dome. The highest of it is its middle. The highest peak is its middle. And from this Firdaus, which is the highest and the middle, minhu tafajjaru anharul jannah, the rivers of paradise sprout from. And above it, wafawqahu arshul rahman, and above it is the throne of the Most Beneficent. So therefore, paradise is the highest, the Firdaus. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from its dwellers, and He is all able to do all things. So what is promised here is Al-Jannah. What we are promised in this verse, and in the heaven is your provision, and that which you are promised, what's promised is paradise. So Al-Rizq provisions are in heaven, and the Jannah which we are promised in the hereafter is in heaven. Therefore, we the people of the earth, we are in need of the heaven in terms of our worldly matters, and also with respect to the matters of the hereafter. That is because as-sama rizquna fi dunya, the heavens is our provision in this life, and in it is that which we are promised, and that is paradise. نسأل الله أن يجعلنا من أهلها. We ask Allah to make us from its people. Then in the next verse, فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌ مِثْلَ مَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْطِقُونَ. Then by the Lord of the heaven and the earth, it is. What is it is the truth? It is, this refers to what has been promised, and it is also possible that this refers to the Quran, that it is the truth, and it's also possible that it refers to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning he himself is the truth, just as it is the truth that you can speak. So it is innahu lahaq, this is assertion, and this meaning is all of these meanings are necessitate each other, entail each other, and they are all true. The Prophet ﷺ is the truth. It is the truth that we are promised to return to Allah, and paradise. It is true, and it is the truth, and also the Quran is the truth. Allah says here, "Innahu lahaq." Verily, it is the truth, meaning established and established truth, because the truth and falsehood are in opposition. That is because falsehood is that which will go away. It will not stay, while the truth is that which is established and beneficial. In it is good and righteousness. And then look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this truth by saying, just as it is the truth that you can speak, meaning that a person is certain about his utterance, and so this Quran is true, and it is known that each one of us, no one denies his utterance. If he utters, then he is certain that he spoke. So therefore, this Quran, which is the speech of Allah, is truth, just like as it is the truth that we can speak. Inshallah ta'ala, we'll stop here. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina.